Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome to time for Daily Editorial. We've got a real interesting experiment going on this week. Jimmy is driving across country for unfortunately very necessary reasons regarding selling a house out here. So he has to bring a truck to bring some tools and take some furniture back. Boy, I don't know. I give you credit, Jim. I really do. Having said that, this is a Daily Editorial that we're going to go on and we're going to record the all the segments of the weekend radio show. In terms of the Daily Editorial, I want to talk about Kiev first. I'm not at all surprised that Putin went into the capital. It doesn't surprise me a bit. He's going to push this thing as far as he possibly can. And there's nothing the United States can do, I believe. What's your comment, Jimmy?
Well, he is going to push it as far as he can. And I'm going to clarify, you know, we've talked about it a little bit. And I see four specific objectives. The first one is to get that land corridor into the Crimea to protect the Black Sea Fleet from long-term strategic power.
Right.
The second one is to ensure that Ukraine, or get a guarantee that Ukraine does not go into NATO. Number three is to intimidate, use physical force to intimidate the people of Ukraine and just take away the government of Ukraine that have any ideas of moving towards more Western ideology or integration.
Okay.
The fourth and the really important one to understand is that he's using this event to tell all other countries around his sphere of influence that, hey, you better listen to me, go my way, or I will use force. And oh, by the way, the West will do nothing to help you.
Right. I don't think the West will do anything about that. I really don't. The nature of war has changed to the point where if one country declares war on another country, like, for example, as Putin has done with the Ukraine, the nature of war has changed to the point where the consequences are simply too serious. And Putin realizes that, and he's just saying, you know, you want to go the whole route, that's your choice. But we're going to...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All I was going to say, Jimmy, was he really, really, Russia truly needs to protect Ukraine from the West. Not because the West is a danger to the Ukraine, but because the West is a huge danger to Russia. If the West gets into the Ukraine, which it looks like they will not do, the democratic principles coming from the West will be very, very negative for Putin.
Yeah, and you're talking from a Putin perspective of what he does, but the reality is integration with the West brings transparency. It brings, there's always problems, right? But it brings stability. Europe has had stability for, 70 years since World War II. It brings better market opportunities. It takes away corruption and leadership. The reason why Putin is acting is in order to protect his corrupt oligarch and using that. And he also has some social issues that he's concerned about. You know, the wokeness of the West is not something he wants. So, that's kind of ridiculous in many people's view from a Russian perspective. But the way you go about that is to prove your a better system, not through violence and forcing people. And so there's absolutely, in my view, there's absolutely zero justification for this action with absolutely nothing to stimulate or start this other than their own paranoia and fear that they may lose power in their own region.
Right.
And that's and if you don't stand up to it, and if the West does not stand up to it, you're going to see a repeat of what happened in 1940, 1937, 1938, 1939, and the massive devastation, because authoritarian leaders will continue to take advantage, and the Chinese will do it, the Iranians will do it. We're going to have problems all over the world. So if you don't stand up and make a statement for what your principles are, then you're going to fail.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Right now, I'm guessing that Putin's in the driver's seat. Let's get on to a different subject. What do you think about appeals court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as looking like she's going to be the next nominee for the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I guess he's going to announce formally on Friday. I think this is a very, once again, when you make statements like, I'm going to pick a black woman to represent on the Supreme Court, you have alienated 93-94% of the rest of the population. That is not, that's a racist comment.
Of course
that
it
is. That is not benefiting anyone. Look at the best candidates. Look at the people that will follow the Constitution. But what we know from Brown Jackson is that she, in her District of Columbia nomination process for the District of Columbia Appeals Court, that she was slammed and looked at very negatively for making decisions that were overturned on appeal. And so what that means is she's not been an effective judge. But the problem is by putting yourself in a position where you have a very narrow window of people to appoint, you're going to have a problem. And here's the bigger problem. Joe Biden is facing a diminishing support among his own party, a significant diminishing amount of support. He's also facing multiple crises all around the world, and he's failing to manage them. Throwing this into the fire right now because of a commitment to make an announcement by the first of or the end of February, which today, obviously that's what his commitment was. You've got a serious, serious possibility of complete failure. And if they go through the nomination process, a lot of these things are going to come out about her in a much more public way. And then you really limited, you potentially, from my perspective, from a political perspective, you're taking a tremendous risk right now when you really have no cards to play effectively in the game. And that's where I think he's failing. And again, Joe Biden is not going to get better. He's not going to be a better leader. He's not going to stand up. He is diminishing in capacity. And he has a staff that is completely right now doing ridiculous things that are undermining the direction of the world and our nation. And most people actually know it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to devote a large portion of the weekend show to a character analysis of Joe Biden provided by myself and Jim. Definitely. Jim is very insightful into these types of things, and also Dr. Frieda. Having said that, Jimmy, let's cut it here because we're going to be doing a lot of recording while you're driving today. Is that okay with you?
All right. We'll give it a shot as we go.
Oh, we're not going to give it a shot. We're going to make it happen.